practitioners, welcome to Cloud Tech Talks, your go-to cloud podcast from Amadeus Technologies. This is Sindhu Priya, Marketing and Alliances Executive from Amadeus, back again as host for today's episode. All right, so today's episode, listeners, is on a hot topic, decoding cloud unit economics, unveiling the basics. That's the topic. And when we were on a lookout for an interesting guest who could give us solid insights on this particular topic, we found this person who consistently voice out on the related topics. I caught hold of him and brought you right to Cloud Tech Talk straight away. So I'm happy to welcome Pankaj Bajaj to Cloud Tech Talks. Hello, Pankaj. How are you doing today?
Hello, Sindhu Priya. Thank you for welcoming me, and I'm doing great.
Great. To give you a short brief about his profile, listeners, Pankaj is a seasoned cloud assets professional. He is into cloud assets financial management with over 22 years of experience in information and communication technologies across global organizations. He's an astute professional with celebrated success, especially in the area of cloud FinOps, unit economics, IT financial management, service management, project and program management, etc. He possesses exceptional leadership skills, managing and motivating colleagues to synergize and achieve organizational objectives. Welcome once again, Pankaj.
Thank you.
All right, so let's kick things off, Pankaj. Unit economics is becoming a focal point for discussions within the cloud community these days. So could you break that down into simple words for our Cloud Tech Talks audience?
Yeah, sure. When we are able to measure and tell the cloud cost of producing or servicing one unit of business delivery and the output value associated with it, whether monetary or non-monetary, then we have stepped into the world of cloud unit economics. Another way to look at it is cloud unit economics quantifies the judicious or frugal approach of any organization. In short, it is helpful for any cloud consuming or business unit to follow an economically aware and efficient way of generating the business value or profit maximization.
All right. So it's like managing the piggy bank of cloud businesses, Pankaj. I get it. So it tells if our cloud business is not just making money, but also doing so in a way that is efficient, sustainable, and profitable over the longer term. So even FinOps Foundation defines something like what you have said. It's about profit maximization. They define cloud unit economics as a system of profit maximization. So saying that, Pankaj, how significant do you think is unit economics in cloud operations? What underscores its importance?
Well, unit economics is a potent and an effective way of telling the real business value derived from cloud consumption. By measuring the unit costs instead of the absolute costs, it is a more meaningful insight to inform the stakeholders who want to take the decisions on pricing the products and services that is aligned with the profitability margins of company. So connecting the dots between inputs and outputs is a significant outcome that is inspired by the use of and implementation of cloud unit economics to measure the economic efficiency.
That's interesting. So are there any metrics to measure its effectiveness, Pankaj, like KPIs of cloud unit economics?
Yeah, there are. Looking at our CSP costs, the cloud service provider costs, so we can have unit cost per CPU core, we can have average cost per gigabyte stored, so on and so forth. Widening the perspective to our business metrics or the KPIs the product teams care about, we can calculate the cost per single unit of business metric, like cost of producing one quantity of physical product or cost of servicing one app subscriber or cost per stored item and so on. Cloud unit economics measures of success will differ company to company. Collaborating with all the necessary organizational stakeholders to first determine what drives the business value is essential to getting this part right.
Got it. So, of course, it differs from business to business. And when the per unit cost is, if you are able to analyze that cost and revenue, definitely it will be easy for them to connect and map with their business goals. Got it. So it is clear also that if they regularly track and analyze these KPIs, they can make informed decisions, cost optimization, and long-term profitability they could attain. All right. So can you share with us one or two use cases, Pankaj, use cases on cloud unit economics? It'll be easy for us to relate with.
Yeah, an interesting use case from my own experience. I was working with a team who trained machine learning models, and they insisted to use in the beginning the spot instances instead of the on-demand instances to save costs, obviously. However, the model training's failure rate was around 40 to 45% due to spot's nature of interruption, and that would need retraining the machine learning models, hence the repetitive spot usage. The FinOps team, we partnered with that engineering team to gather a data set that basically counted three metrics over time. It was the total number of ML models, number of failed models, and the number of successfully trained models. So we collected this data set. We were able to establish this and first start our usage. Then FinOps team also partnered with the budget owner to gain an approval to use on-demand instances to try and figure out the root cause of the problem. And the results were surprising. The absolute cost went up, but the failure rate dropped to 10 to 15% from the 40 to 48% in the previous scenario. So the percentage of successfully trained models went up significantly. Ultimately, the calculated unit cost per successful model reduced from $70 to $40. That was worth the effort. It shows that balancing the competing priorities can be difficult, but we should be mindful of the output's quality and speed in addition to the cost. Business value maximized by FinOps and unit economics. Yeah.
You rightly said that, Pankaj, when we are mindful on all these, even if they sound complex, when we are mindful on all these aspects, definitely we could attain business objectives easily. So that's fascinating. If cloud economics can play these many benefits on table, cloud businesses should seriously consider this. So nothing comes without challenges, though. So what are the practical challenges a business can expect in adopting the same, Pankaj? And how do you think they can overcome all these?
Yeah, definitely. One challenge is to clearly identify and quantify the business metrics. Secondly, correlating the cloud spend with business metrics to calculate the unit costs is also a challenge. A common solution is to have meaningful conversations with product teams to understand their metrics of significance, how do they want to measure their success, and appreciate that single unit of output produced by using the cloud. Then, of course, the cloud spend associated with any team should take into account both the direct cost allocation and shared cost allocation. Once we determine the compelling business metrics, we can measure the cost and benefit and hence overcome the challenge with such a solution.
Got it. So go and talk with the people, the exact cloud practitioner who is handling it, so that you get the answer. Great. Yes. So we spoke about cloud unit economics basics and implementation challenges and KPIs for successfully implementing it, Pankaj. So let's talk about the future scope of the same. So do we see a bright future for cloud unit economics and how the businesses can plan for it?
I believe a very bright future. Today, organizations are struggling to say with conviction, we are efficient or we are inefficient in using the cloud. Cloud unit economics enables this clarity by establishing a telemetry between the cloud spend and business metrics. by marrying both data sets and providing us with unit costs and unit margins that are actionable insights into the pricing and profitability of an organization. So indeed, I am very hopeful for a good future for cloud unit economics.
All right, let's hope for the same to happen. So all right, it's time to sign off, Pankaj. Thank you so much for your presence and an enriching discussion. I'm sure our Cloud Tech Talks listeners would have grabbed all the nitty-gritties of cloud unit economics. Listeners, if you have any other questions to ask to Pankaj, he's very much active on LinkedIn. You can reach out to him. So would you like to say anything to our listeners, Pankaj, before we close?
Well, definitely. Keep the FinOps breathing and living model on, and keep applying your knowledge and skills to keep this cloud unit economics alive in the cloud industry. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Pankaj. That's so nice of you. Thank you, listeners, for your continued support. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button for recent episode notifications, and do write all your cloud challenges to info@amidusglobal.com. We'll bring the right techie to give all insights you need. Till we catch you next time, enjoy your cloud journey. Thank you.